I cannot believe it. You know, it sounds so old, but I don't feel that old.
And to those who know Katie Hurley, she's 90 years young. She was born in Juneau on March 30, 1921, as Olga Catherine Torkelson, to a very Norwegian family.
I was Olga until I started school.
The name Katie stuck. Katie Torkelson was salutatorian of the 1939 graduating class of Juneau High School. She went to business college in Portland, Oregon for a year and was offered a job there. Her mother insisted she come back to Juneau.
Which was the greatest thing that happened to me.
She was 19 and interviewed for a job as a clerk stenographer for territorial governor Ernest Greening, appointed while she was in school. She knew nothing about him.
All I'd heard was a lot of gossip around town that the new governor was a carpetbagger. He was from New York. He was a Harvard graduate. He had been in Washington, D.C.
She started the job in December 1940, promoted to assistant, then executive secretary. She calls it 12 years of education in government and public service.
He educated me. I could ask him any question. He'd take the time to give me a real history lesson.
Greening could trust she wouldn't share any territorial plans with other politicians. During World War II, she even knew the encrypted code to send messages from Juneau to Washington, D.C. Hurley admits it took some discipline to keep all that stuff secret.
All of those stories, many of them never told.
When Greening went to Washington, D.C. to push for statehood, Hurley worked for him there. She also was secretary of the Alaska Territorial Senate. When legislation passed creating the 1955-56 Constitutional Convention,
they all just assumed that I would go to Fairbanks.
Hurley was chief clerk of that historical four-month session that wrote the Constitution for the yet-to-be state. Territorial legislator Bill Egan of Valdez was convention president. When his son, 8-year-old Dennis, visited the convention, the chief clerk took him under her wing.
She made a deal with them that I would be allowed to sit back in the sound booth.
And the recording technician
let me start changing the tapes.
Dennis Egan is now Juneau State Senator. He recalls another experience at the convention 56 years ago when Hurley helped the 8-year-old write a song.
Constitution Hall. Everybody talks too much at Constitution Hall. There were like 3 verses of this thing, but she helped me with the lyrics, you know, to make it rhyme and everything.
In 1959, Governor Bill Egan appointed Hurley to the State Board of Education, and she quickly became the chair. She says it still rates as the best job she's ever had.
I insisted that we have board meetings out in the villages. I said, we don't go to any place and just go in and have a meeting and get out. We have to spend time. And the board went along with it. They all got educated.
In 1978, she was drafted by the party to run for lieutenant governor and was the first Alaska woman to win nomination to such a high office. 7 men were on the ticket.
In the primary, not only did I get more votes and get the nomination, but I got more votes than the 3 Democratic governor candidates.
But the Chancey Croft, Katie Hurley Democratic ticket lost to Republican Governor Jay Hammond, who was seeking re-election. In 1984, she was elected to represent Wasilla in the legislature. She'd moved to the heavily Republican district in 1960 with her second husband, Jim Hurley. It was a tough district for a Democrat, but former Representative Mike Miller of Juneau says she was a pro, always listening, always accessible. Over the years, Hurley has served on numerous statewide and local boards and commissions. In 2009, she was inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame for public service to the territory and state of Alaska. She's often been called the Grand Dame of the Alaska Democratic Party.
You know, she is the Grand Dame of the Democratic Party, but not only the Democratic Party. She's one of the Grand Dames of Alaska, of statehood. A lot of it wasn't R&D to her. A lot of it was Alaska.
At 90, Hurley says she still has more to do for her state. After a long interview about her many contributions, she gets teary-eyed when asked if there's more she'd like to say.
Just that I love Alaska.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.